Hey, Hannah.
Hi, Lila.
So, Hannah, question. Mm-hmm. Do you do the nod?
The nod? What do you mean?
You know, the nod, like the Black people solidarity nod, when you see another person that looks like you and you kind of give that nod, the little head tilt or the hey or the smile, you know? I mean, just the nod.
Yeah, I know what you mean. For me, I think it's more of a smile.
Uh-huh.
I'm a smiler. Like, if I see someone who's Black in a space that, you know, there's not a lot of Black people, there is that thing. Oh, I just remember this.
What?
But since I am a hijabi Muslim woman, we do the hijabi nod. So this is kind of related. And so when I do it and the other woman walking by me does not, it feels some kind of way.
Girl, yes.
So I totally get it.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, imagine if, you know, we were all hijabi Muslim women. I mean, I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but imagine,
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
No,
but
I get it.
Yes.
Because it's like when you see each other, you're a minority, and in
yes.
some cases, a minority of a minority.
Exactly.
And then there's this feeling that comes up, and you want to, and then you do something with your head, or in our case, we say, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
And she just walks on by. It's just like,
It burns. It burns.
It hurts. So I get it.
Yeah. Okay. So we need to understand today on the stoop the story behind this nod and what it means, why we do it.
So this is what we're doing. We're sending reporters on the ground from one coast to the next on a mission to do the nod
and see where it goes.
Wait. I just passed someone. She nodded. We did like a smile.
We're going to stoop this out in this episode, part of a stoop mini-series produced especially for Showcase from PRX's Radiotopia.
The stoop.
The stoop.
The stoop.
The stoop.
Stories from across the Black diaspora
that we need to talk about.
My cousins were water and grease girls, and I couldn't be a water and grease girl.
That's what I'm talking about, ballerina in the hood.
We be Gullah Geechee United people.
When a Black woman walks up to the desk in labor, what preconceived notions do you have about her?
I didn't even know we had a hair chart.
The stoop.
Pops, you should have seen it. The boy just stared at him. No nod.
Like his neck was broken.
Well, maybe something is wrong with his neck. Did you ask him?
Something wrong with your neck, boy?
What? No, I mean...
So that's a scene from the TV show Black-ish.
Yes,
where
yes.
the father, Anthony Anderson, notices that his son isn't giving other Black kids the nod.
The nod is important. It's the internationally accepted, yet unspoken sign of acknowledgement of Black folks around the world.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he gives him so much grief about this. Like, you know, like, if you don't do it, it's like you're not Black.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that, Hannah. I've been thinking about that a lot. It's something that we do to acknowledge one another.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, why am I so aware of it lately? I don't know. But I'm especially sensitive when I don't get that nod back.
You know, it's hard. It's like, you know, I'm reaching out to you in a special way and... It feels personal. It's not personal, right? Because they don't know you. You don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird. And then, honestly, not every Black person knows about the nod. I know it's something learned, especially in, like, Black immigrant populations who come to this country.
But let's get into this. Let's get some boots on the ground. Let's take this nod to the streets.
I am Ajua Jimabrempong. Doing the nod from Seattle.
My name is Leonida Inge, based in Durham, North Carolina.
Hey guys, I'm Jessica Jupiter. I'm at the Brooklyn Museum in New York.
So first we've got Ajua. She's in Seattle and she's there to see if Black folks are still nodding and why or why not.
My mission today is to nod at them and see if they nod back. Wait, I just passed someone, she nodded. Hi. I'm a reporter. I'm doing a piece for The Stoop, and I'm doing one on the nod. I saw that you nodded at me.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tiana. I nodded at you.
Thank you so much, Tiana. Why do you think you did that?
I wanted to acknowledge another Black woman on the street because that is my commitment, even if I don't know them or won't interact with them again.
Has that always been the case, that you just always are really committed to acknowledging Black women? Is it different?
It has always been the case for the most part. I was taught that, especially when I see Black elders on the street, I always have to smile. But since we are so marginal, I don't think we can afford or survive without doing so. I know other people have different thoughts, but if you love Blackness and you're affirmed by your Blackness, then you will do it.
Do you feel like you get the nod back a lot in Seattle?
Sometimes I don't get it back, and I think it's because folks are nervous or they did not grow up with that cultural context to do that, or they just don't care, because the Seattle freeze unfortunately applies to Black people here too.
Do you mind if I ask you how you feel when you don't get it?
It's like that aw feeling, and then I move on.
All right.
Yeah, that's really it. I think about it sometimes more in depth, depending on the context. Like if it's a Black woman, it's like a deeper awe and kind of like thinking about it more. But yeah, I just kind of keep move on.
Okay. So Ajwa is out there nodding on the street to people, looking to see if she gets this nod. She mentioned that Seattle freeze.
Yeah, I know, right?
What is that?
I hadn't heard that term before, but I did look it up. But it's this idea that it's really hard to make friends in a place like Seattle, especially, you know, when you aren't from there.
And so, like, the nod, maybe you might, you know, see it even more in a place like Seattle, where it's, like, majority white, right? It's 78% white, only 7% Black. And, you know, for Ajwa, it's just a wonder she even came across some Black folks over there, honestly.
She managed to find some. Let's go back to her, though.
Ajwa, do you spy any more Black people on those streets?
I don't. I'm going to go. Right now, I'm crossing back up towards 42nd again.
Ooh, it's happening. It's happening.
Okay, he nodded.
He nodded. She got a nod. She's in.
I noticed that you gave me the nod. Is it okay if I record you? Will you tell me why?
It's an acknowledgement to fellow African Americans that the nod is, I'm there for you.
When people don't give you the nod back, how do you feel?
I feel like they just don't have my back, but I still have this, you know? That's still my brother and that's still my sister, so word.
So, we just heard from Ajwa, doing the nod from Seattle. So there's this other thing that you should know about Ajwa Hanna.
What is that?
She's not normally a nodder. It's not her thing.
Interesting.
Right, and we even had her mom, who's from Ghana, weigh in on this. Was not nodding something she learned from home?
You know, I don't know why they're acknowledging me, because they're not your friends. So they acknowledge you, you acknowledge them, and then you move on. Sometimes I think, you know, do I stop and maybe get a conversation going, bring them into my book club, because as you know, our book club, I'm the only Black person. It goes through my head, but I don't act on it because I don't know who they are. Yeah, and in Ghana, you say hello to everybody. It's just different culture. You know, and Americans are, I don't know, I want to say inward, and in Ghana, you are expressive.
And, you know, I've thought about that, Hanna, because sometimes I'll be given, you know, let me just be very honest. I will give an African...
Safe space.
A safe space on the podcast broadcast.
Yeah.
I give everybody a nod. I give the nod. And sometimes when I give the nod to my fellow Africans, I do not receive the nod in return.
Uh-huh.
And I've felt some things about that. But I've also had to really think about why I do feel those things.
I mean, again, just like a lot of people are learning this. A lot of people, for them, it's not a thing. And so they don't know what the hell you're doing. Maybe you're talking to somebody on the phone in your earbuds.
Right.
Maybe, you know, this is just like something that you do periodically. Some people really just don't know.
Right. Or maybe like they think I'm flirting or something.
Maybe, Leela.
Because in Sudan, do you do the nod to, you know? Hey.
No, I mean, we do Sudan, not. And if you do, it means you're interested or you're open to something.
Oh,
you know
goodness.
What I mean? And so it might be misconstrued.
Mm, okay.
And they're like saying, that's, you know, not giving you the nod is like, I'm taken. Or whatever.
Yeah, but
I think
we're
reading too much into this.
Right. You've got a point, though. It's something that a lot of people are learning when they come to this country about the Black Solidarity Nod. It's something you're learning.
Yeah. And I mean, we're not a monolith. People are coming from different parts of the world, right? And so it's something acquired. It's acquired learning, especially with immigrants. And some people choose to do it. Some people don't. Some people take to it like a duck in the water, like this guy.
It requires eye contact.
Do you nod to Black women?
I think sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Look at you calling out your husband for giving other women the nod. Oh my goodness, of course you did.
You know, I had a microphone, he was there. You gotta ask.
It all comes out.
The nod to me actually feels more like a hug. But how would you hug a stranger? This is someone you don't know. And you have this really very short time where you look at them, you recognize them, and all these feelings. We've done it, you made it, I'm happy to see you, I know you. So how would you hug someone like that? And then the nod happens.
Okay.
So, Leela.
It feels like a hug.
Feels like a hug, but since you don't know that person.
Your man's hugging every single stranger down the street. Look what you found out.
So my husband, he's not only African, he can also break it down in a different way.
My name is Luay Bilal. I'm a psychiatrist.
So I wanted to talk to him about this because, you know, he kind of mentioned it before, but we never really sat down and talked about it. And I asked him to tell me about when he first noticed the nod. He said he was doing his psychiatry residency.
So I was a young doctor training. And you see someone who is in that, in the proximity of a hospital, and who roughly maybe looks like you, maybe similar height, maybe. So it's an immediate thing where you feel, I see you, I'm happy to see you. Almost like I know what you've been through, I know what it took for you to be in this position, kind of thing. So I think there is something about being a minority person in a majority place.
And like, it's not just seeing each other, it's a physical thing too.
When you see someone that you're familiar with, oxytocin is the hormone that comes to mind. And this is sort of a hormone that happens during bonding. During breastfeeding, for example. And it's what you get the same feeling from a hug, for example. My guess is that when you do the nod, probably oxytocin is released, and that causes this fuzzy sensation of connection. And probably that's why it feels good, and it gives you a better day.
Okay, here we go. Who do we have nodding on the streets now?
Okay, Leela, we're switching gears. This time we're in North Carolina.
My name is Leonida Inge.
Leonida is a reporter in Durham.
So here comes somebody. I don't know if they're power walking.
Now, are they walking in a powerful way away from you or towards you?
No, towards me. I'm actually doing stories on people who give me a nod, and you just gave me a nod. Can I walk with you? But you don't know me, but
no,
you still gave me a nod.
Yes, I did.
So why did you give me a nod?
Oh, well, I just think it's when you pass by people in public, you should acknowledge them. I mean, it's another human being. You should just acknowledge another person. That's my only reason. I mean, I just think it's the thing to do.
Do you think you give the nod more to people who are Black than white?
Not really. The only reason that I would say I give more nods to Black people is because I'm usually more in a Black community.
All right, so Leonida got a nod, but I mean, hey, Leonida lives close to a historically black university in Durham. There's a lot of black people there.
And one of the things Leonida noticed is something I noticed as well.
I wanted to tell you, funny, where I get the most nods from older men, African-American men in the grocery store. They always nod and speak. My friends and I joke when we don't get the nod, we quickly say, oh, they're not from here.
So, Leonida, do you see any more black people?
I do. Did you give me a nod? Did you say hello to me? We're just asking people why they give the nod, or why don't they give the nod, or how often?
I guess it depends on the circumstances. Like, the nod to me is not like really, like it's cultural, but it's also like something, it's just an acknowledgement.
Well, what if you don't get a nod back?
Doesn't matter, just keep it moving.
Okay, that was Leonida Inge reporting from Durham, North Carolina.
Well, something just dropped in my head. I hope it's not like a bird dropping.
All right, let's get back to our West Coast correspondent and see how that nod is going. Ajua, do you copy? Do you hear me? Ajua, you there?
It's fall here and it's sunny, which is rare at this time of year in Seattle. I'm seeing a lot of brick buildings, a lot of changing leaves. It's a really nice day. I see a gentleman sitting on a bench, so I'm gonna walk down the corner and turn and walk up so I can pass him. Okay, no nod.
You should ask him why he didn't nod back and go back to him.
Okay, all right, I'm on my way back.
You got money?
I don't.
You got cigarettes?
I don't have cigarettes either. Honestly, so the sad thing about Seattle is that people of color are hugely overrepresented in the homeless population. He asked me if I had any money, if I had cigarettes, if I had marijuana, or could find some for him. And I couldn't. There are some men who make me feel unsafe. And that's also kind of in my calculus of whether I do the nod, what the reaction is going to be, whether I'm like being, inviting a conversation that might not go well for me. So there's a lot of nod triangulation that happens. Made me sad, I think. I hate that I feel like I have to do so much calculus to decide whether or not to say hello to someone.
Yeah.
Who looks like me, especially when there are so few people who do look like me.
We're talking about being the only in different spaces. You know, some of that is positive, or like Loay, my husband, was talking about earlier, is like, yes, you made it into a psychiatry residence. I am giving you the nod. But then we forget that there are other instances where a black person is the only, and, you know, and they're very unfortunate. And that's hard.
Yeah, I think.
And they don't want to be bothered. It's like, you know what I mean? It was hard for her to talk to him, I feel like, because,
yeah,
you know, like she said, I don't want to get up in his face, you know?
And we're going to talk about this with Ajua a little bit later, because like I told you, she is not a person that normally gives the nod. Mm. And it's something I wanted her to dig deeper into. And part of it is this feeling that it's just not going to be well received. Mm. In this case, you know, that experience of when you see another black person in a very non-black space and they happen to be, they're homeless, mm-hmm. It really puts things into perspective, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Anna, I had this thought about, like, what if the nod is going into extinction? The other day, I was doing a rideshare, and I was talking about the nod to someone in the car. I was saying, do you do it? I do it, you know, and I was telling them I really wanted to do this, you know, that we wanted to do this piece about the nod. And the driver turned around and said, younger people don't do the nod.
Mm.
I was like, what? I mean, he said this to me. He said, younger people don't do the nod. And I thought, really, is that the case? Is the nod fading away?
That's an interesting notion, like that it's generational.
Right.
You know, it feels like a lot of things are generational. But to think in this way, like I have a teenager. They don't look up and it's like, look at the trees, look at the sky. You know what I mean? It's just like there's this thing about this is my world. You know, I'm on my phone with my friends.
Yeah.
All the time. IRL. In real life situation.
You don't have to explain what that means. I know what that means. OMG, IRL, IRL, please.
I digress.
You digress, but Jess does not digress.
Okay, hey guys, I'm Jessica Jupiter reporting from Brooklyn, New York.
Jess is boots on the ground in Brooklyn asking, what the hell's going on with this nod? Are they nodding? Are they not?
Okay, so what are you noticing, Jess? Did you get a sense that the nod is a dying interaction?
I'm 27 and I don't find myself doing the nod that often, but I am not the spokesperson for all things millennial, so I wanted to see what was happening at the Brooklyn Museum and see what other people thought.
In my case, nods really don't come with smiles.
My name's Charlie, I'm 30. I do the nod a lot. I do it not necessarily being like a black thing or recognizing like we're both black people, but just, or if me and someone are wearing the same sneakers, I've received nods from people like, oh, I see you with your shoes. It's not really a thing of it like being like a thing of color, just similar circumstance.
What's up, my name's Fonda. I'm 29. I actually found myself using a head nod as kind of like a non-verbal way of communicating like a little like solid moment of solidarity with somebody.
The nod is a language. The nod is letting me know like I acknowledge you. I'm acknowledging you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's a secret language and I think it's passed on through generations.
That's kind of like an easy way to just be like, yo, like what's up? Like I'm here, I'm with you. And you don't even have to have a conversation. You have to know somebody's name, but it's just like a really small, good moment of reassurance.
It could be taken wrong. You don't want to have an issue with the mid-nod. You got to catch it from the jump, from start to finish.
I've never did a first time nod to someone I've never seen before.
A lot of guys that do nod at women, at least for me as a woman, when I see a guy nod at me, it's generally followed by like a, yo, what's up, mom? Like, usually is followed by something derogatory. I'm like, what is this guy about to say to me now?
Especially like growing up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Nod can be a greeting in one case, and then in another case, like, what's up, what you want to do? Like,
yeah.
That can be like something indicating beef or we're about to get into it.
Sometimes you just need reassurance from a complete stranger. And that's the best way to get it, honestly. Just nod at somebody across the room.
I see a gentleman and his dog. I'm going to cross the street.
Okay, so Ajwa is still nodding away in Seattle, but she's not a nodder. For her, it's really not at all a generational thing. Because one thing about the nod, you know, giving it, getting it, it's
a reflection of I see you as a black person.
Yeah, right. And it's about identity. And identity can get complicated.
And so we asked Ajwa to dig deep and to stoop this out.
There's melanin and then there's blackness. I was born with the skin, but I haven't always had a black American identity. I experienced a lot of policing of my blackness growing up. I think it was just a lot of like, you can't be this thing unless you drop these other parts of yourself. And I think I had to learn to be like, well, this is who I am. But it was also learning to make a place for myself around other people of color, and specifically around other black people. And to A, feel like that was safe, and then also B, to feel like if it was challenged, I had enough of a sense of what it meant for me to be black in my way, that it wouldn't be a sort of almost identity-shattering experience in the way that it had been when I was younger.
I'll see you always as Africans. African first and American second.
That's my dad. My parents are from Ghana, and they've spent a lot of their time here in all white spaces. Where I grew up in rural Ohio, I was one of two black kids at my school. The nice thing is, there's no wrong way to be black when yours is the only way there is. But when I was 8, we moved to Central Florida. And I went from being the only black person to being the only one who couldn't get it right. But my older sister had it all figured out.
I went to college and got all kind of power to the people and militant. I feel like you went a different way.
That is too real. She turned on a dime, from flannel shirts and Kurt Cobain to the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And she saw me struggling.
But I was always very confident in the fact that at some point, you will reconcile your blackness.
Wait, why?
Because I feel like we are black women in America.
She's right. We are very black in America. But being the kid of immigrants is kind of like living in a diplomatic embassy. Outside the house, you're in America. But once you walk in the door, you're on the other country's soil. Somehow, my sister had learned things, American things, that I hadn't. So I decided to ask my dad what it was like for him to come here.
The third day I was in the U.S., I was asked to go to some place to look for apartments.
My father moved to Detroit from rural Ghana in 1975. He came to get his PhD, but he also got a crash course in American racial politics. The first class was not gentle.
Interestingly, on my way there, I got lost. So I saw this lady, a white lady, coming along the street. I tried to cross to her side of the street to ask directions. She crossed to the other side. I tried again, and she crossed back to the other side. And I was wondering, what is wrong? Is this lady thinking that I am a criminal? Do I stink?
It opened his eyes to how different things are here, my mom says.
Yeah, and in Ghana, you say hello to everybody. Everybody.
That interaction left him wary of some white people. But then, he told me he didn't have the easiest time with black people either.
Well, you said earlier that you don't often, or you don't always nod at black people because you don't know what their reaction will be. What do you worry their reaction might be?
A rejection. I don't know you. Why do you want to be friends with me? Why do you want to talk to me? Do I have anything in common with you?
That hostility was a reaction I got growing up too. And it's something I still fear when I walk down the street and nod at people. Or don't, as the case may be. When I was in college, I took this anthropology class. We talked about how minority groups often find power in unity, which can require some identity policing. I wondered if, by being different, I was a threat. I talked about that with my sister and her friend Sabrina, who's Afro-Caribbean.
I was kind of the, like, aberration.
The outlier.
Yeah, and therefore I became like this, the old and the sick to be called.
I didn't know, but they were basically like, either we have to make her like us.
Mm-hmm. Or make it very clear that she's not.
Make it clear that she's not and leave her behind the herd. To die in the snow.
Because I think when other people see, they see each other as rivals rather than as, I don't know, a part of a larger community. And so if you are different than from they are, it makes them question what they had always thought was supposed to be okay and normal and safe. And so the easiest way, rather than accepting it or embracing it, right, is to push it away and make someone else feel other. That's easy for them to do.
So I found ways to shield myself. I think my dad had a similar protectiveness. But for him, the nod was still something special. Sometimes it can break through the armor.
Okay, so when you get the nod from someone else first, or someone else saying like, hey, brother, whatever, how does that feel?
Great. It makes me feel good. I feel a kinship that someone is acknowledging me. I really appreciate that. And I feel that at least I am welcome within his orbit or her orbit. And that feels good.
My dad felt a kinship, and so do I. Time and travel and distance continue to change how I feel in my skin. My sister sees this change too.
Like, you carry yourself differently. You're more assured of who you are. And I think now you're kind of like, you've fully come into yourself. The lotus flower has blossomed.
Aww.
Like,
blossomed into my blackness.
You did. But I think, I mean, yeah.
So after all of this, what's Audra feeling about the nod now?
It depends. I still catch myself walking down the street, breaking eye contact. But sometimes, I'll point my face at someone, we'll make eye contact just the right way, and we nod. And it works.
So, Hannah, are we still doing the nod?
It depends.
It depends on nothing to me. I'm gonna nod left, I'm gonna nod right, I'm gonna nod front and center.
Ooh.
I am not giving this up. I mean, it is, I just can't give it up.
Well, nod on, Leela.
I will.
And that's The Stoop. This episode is part of a mini-series produced especially for Showcase from PRX's Radiotopia.
Special thanks to our associate producer, Jessica Jupiter, sound engineer, Chris Hoff, music by Daoud Anthony, and episode art by Nima Iyer.
Support for The Stoop comes from California Humanities, a nonprofit partner of the NEH. Find them at calhum.org. Special thanks to the NPR Story Lab. Our radio home is KALW San Francisco.